ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Newbie lesson number 7. Natsuko-san, today we have a very interesting lesson.
What lesson?
Math for language learning.
Oh no. Math?
Math for language learning.
Oh, how can that be?
Yes, that's what we're going to find out.
Okay.
Now, in today's lesson, which is titled Subtraction Sadness, we're actually going to join in a Japanese classroom that is going through a math class. So before we get in, before we join them in the classroom, we're going to need to know a few terms.
Okay.
So what is the Japanese word for subtract?
Hiku.
Okay. So there'll be a number followed by?
Hiku.
Then another number followed by?
Wa.
Equals. Number minus number equals. One more thing before we get in. In the classroom, you're going to need to know some terms. For now, just listen.Over the next few classes, because we're going to actually join this class for 3 sessions of mathematics.
Again?
Does it get any better, Natsuko-san? Come on. But we're also going to give you phrases that your Japanese teacher would use in the classroom. So it's a way to get you used to not only numbers, not only math, but also phrases that your teacher will use. With that said, let's listen to today's lesson.
皆さん、聞いてください。
はい。
8-5 は、きよしさん
?4です。
違います。ともこさん
?3です。
はい、そうです。次は、6-4 は、きよしさん
?1です。
違います。ともこさん
?2です。
はい、よくできました。じゃあ、きよしさん、9-7 は
?3です。
じゃあ、頑張ってくださいね。
はい、頑張ります。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
皆さん聞いてください。
はい。
8-5 は、きよしさん
?4です。
違います。ともこさん
?3です。
はい、そうです。次は、6-4は、きよしさん
?1です。
違います。ともこさん
?2です。
はい、よくできました。きよしさん?9-7 は
?3です。
じゃあ、頑張ってくださいね。
はい、頑張ります。
次は英語が入ります。
皆さん聞いてください。
Please listen up, everyone.
はい。
Okay.
8-5 は、きよしさん。
8-5 is、きよし。
4です。
4。
違います。
That's incorrect.
ともこさん。
ともこ。
3です。
3。
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
次は6-4は
Next is 6-4.
きよしさん
?きよし
?1です。
1。
違います。
That's incorrect.
ともこさん
?ともこ
?2です。
2。
はい。よくできました。
Yes, good job.
じゃあ、きよしさん、9-7 は
?Alright, きよし。9-7 is
3です。
3。
じゃあ、頑張ってくださいね。
Well, keep at it.
はい、頑張ります。
I'll do my best.
Natsuko-san, what did you think of today's lesson? Flashbacks? When you were young? Which one were you, Natsuko-san? Come on, fess up. Which one were you?
I felt very assured that I can catch up with this lesson.
I'm with you on that because I can feel a very kindred relationship with Kiyoshi. Yeah, we don't...
Yes, me too.
I could tell by your reaction there that
yeah.
you really understand me well, Natsuko-san. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do here is let's just go over the phrases and words that we pulled from today's lesson. Natsuko-san, onegai shimasu.
聞く.
To hear, to listen.
聞く, 聞く.
Next.
引く.
To pull, to draw back, to catch a cold, to subtract. Many, many uses.
Mm-hmm. 引く, 引く.
Next, we have a phrase.
そうです.
That's right.
そうです. そうです.
Followed by?
よくできました.
Nice job. Well done.
よくできました. よくできました.
Followed by?
頑張ってください.
Break it down.
頑張ってください.
We're going to go through the dialogue. And simultaneously, while we go through the dialogue, we're going to pull the key vocabulary. Natsuko-san, what's the first line?
皆さん聞いてください.
Everybody, please listen. Natsuko-san, can you give us everybody once again?
皆さん.
And just break that down.
皆さん. 皆さん.
Now, here the polite suffix is used, san. Mina alone means everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But usually addressing people, you would say?
皆さん.
Or in extremely polite situations, the even politer suffix.
皆様.
This is followed by?
はい. 聞いてください.
Please listen. Now, the verb to listen is?
聞く.
Break this down.
聞く.
The conjugation of this verb is beyond the scope of this lesson, but you do need the te form. So what we'll do here is not go over that, but just give you the conjunctive form of the verb, which is its te form. This is
聞いて.
And this is combined with
ください,
which means please. Please listen. Now, the interesting thing here, the please comes at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have literally listen, please.
Yes.
But when we translate, please listen.
Mm-hmm.
This is followed by?
Hi.
Yes, they're just acknowledging. Then we have the teacher again.
Hi, Kiyoshi-san.
Yes, Kiyoshi. Natsuko-san, she's addressing her students, but she still uses the suffix san.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this?
Because this is the common style in Japan.
The suffix is usually attached.
Yes.
To a person's name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that here, even in the classroom, even with this relationship where the teacher is in a much higher social position, she still can use san.
Yes. Well, sometimes if they are very small children, the teacher may use like kun and chan.
Topics for another lesson. But
yes.
The whole point here is that there is this option
mm-hmm.
for the teacher.
Yes. And I think it is very unusual for teachers referring to students without suffix.
Wow, that I didn't know.
Well, maybe, but it sounds very strict.
Okay, then we get into our first math problem, which is?
8-5 wa?
8 minus 5 is? And the answer to this is?
4 desu.
4. And here we have the polite form of the kopala.
Desu.
Which is roughly equivalent to the English verb to be. So it's 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just a note. If we left off the des here,
4,
then we have
違いますね.
Literally, this means it's different. Derived from the verb
違う.
To differ. Break it down.
違う. 違う.
But here we can interpret it as that's incorrect, politely, or that's wrong. Okay, then we have
智子さん.
Now, the intonation's key here. She's asking. She's now asking Tomoko for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So please listen to the intonation one more time.
Tomoko-san.
And she replies with the correct answer, which is?
San desu.
It's 3. The teacher acknowledges this by?
Hai, so desu.
Yes, that's right. Next we have?
Dewa, Kiyoshi-san, 6-4 wa?
Kiyoshi, 6 minus 4 is?
1 desu.
1. And again, poor Kiyoshi-san.
違います。
That's incorrect.
Tomoko-san?
Tomoko?
2です。
2. It's 2.
はい、よくできました。
Yes. Nicely done. Now here we'd like to introduce the set phrase.
よくできました。
You did it well. You could do it well. You were able to do it well. Literal translations. But we can translate it as, nice job. You did good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, we're using the past tense of a verb here. And the conjugation is beyond the scope of this lesson. But this is a phrase, if you're new to Japanese, your Japanese teacher will be telling you quite often. You did it well. Yes. Nice job.
Yes.
Yoku dekimashita.
I'm sure that Japanese pod listeners hear this very often.
Very often. Followed by?
じゃあ、Kiyoshi-san, 9-7 は?
First, let's start off with this, じゃあ。
Mm-hmm.
When you use this, what are you doing?
Kind of changing topic.
Yeah. You're using this filler to bide yourself a little time.
Mm-hmm.
じゃあ。You're thinking. And instead of thinking silently, you can insert this filler.
Yes.
Now again, this is quite informal, as the teacher is speaking to the children. Now, if you're in business meetings or formal meetings, you may not want to go with this.
Maybe.
Kyoshi, 9-7. And we have?
3 です.
It's 3, which is incorrect. And this time the teacher says?
Kyoshi-san, 頑張ってくださいね.
Kyoshi, please try hard. Again, we have the te form of a verb with kudasai. Please, in this case, try hard.
頑張って.
Now this comes from the verb?
頑張る.
Break it down.
頑張る. 頑張る.
To try hard. All right, Natsuko-san, I think that's going to be it. Now what we'd like you to do is listen to this lesson one more time. See if hearing the breakdown, going through the dialogue really helped.
じゃあまた明日ね。
皆さん、聞いてください。
はーい。
8-5 は、きよしさん
?4です。
違います。ともこさん
?3です。
はい、そうです。次は、6-4 は、きよしさん
?1です。
違います。ともこさん
?2です。
はい、よくできました。じゃあ、きよしさん、9-7 は
?3です。
じゃあ頑張ってくださいね。
はい、頑張ります。